What has happened in the profession, others may have told you, is that prestige has spread. When I came here first, when you saw all these Americanists around one table, none of whom spoke to the other, you understand, yes? Harrington, Heseltine, Jensen, Beale, you know, none on speaking terms, really. You had really the top Americanists in the country, right, in your field of vision. Well, today you wouldn't, of course. That's completely diffuse, yes? So that's the other great change, you say about change, is the African history side and the Third World, which is superb here, and that's largely Phil Curtin. Of course, that didn't exist when I came. That was unknown. Now, I would say these are the changes in the department. First of all, the rise of European history. Second of all, the rise to really, I should think, the most distinguished part of the department in any ways, of what we call the Third World. China, Africa, yes, all of this, became certainly one of the most distinguished parts, I would say, overall, person to person, perhaps the most distinguished for a while, certainly. And that didn't exist. Third, the decline of American history. Now, the decline in prestige and of American history. Wisconsin was American history.
Yes, I know.
It no longer is.
Why?
And why, I think, is a very difficult question about which many of us have thought, you know, about this is the great change. First of all, the diffusion, you see. They're not all famous people are anymore at one place. Now you have to go around, yes? Second of all, some parts of it were and are distinguished still, yes? We always kept up intellectual history.